Track 7, Beacon News, Updates and Events. Every week we will provide news and updates from the Beacon Centre. We will also provide weekly whereabouts of the Beacon bus and information stand, which is managed by Pete Moody. Burton Inventor discovers innovative way to help people with double vision. A budding inventor from Burton who suffers from double vision claims she has uncovered an ingenious new method to help people battling with a sight condition. Rebecca Harrison's product called OptiShield is a silicone cover which slips over a single lens of glasses and which she says helps prevent double vision, a disability which causes sufferers to see two images of one object. Rebecca has been living with double vision, known as diplopia, for the past 3 years. Her condition means simple tasks like watching the television can be difficult. NHS solutions include sufferers having to wear a patch over one eye or tape over their glasses. However, 55-year-old Rebecca, like many others, has found the patches can be unhygienic and uncomfortable, and other alternatives such as tape over spectacles are inconvenient to use, she says. Rebecca, a retired NHS clinical physiologist who spent 30 years working in the NHS, now works as a consultant in the healthcare services and products industry. But after rummaging around her house, Rebecca had a eureka moment when she came across an MP3 player silicone cover. She cut around and was able to slip it over her glasses, which allowed one eye to see with clear vision. The simple device has created such a buzz that it was showcased at NADEX, the National Disability Trade Show, in the Birmingham NEC this year. The device is also being backed by a sight loss charity, the Beacon Centre, based in Dudley, which helps local people with sight loss live fuller and more independent lives. In 2016, the Beacon Centre, in collaboration with Wolverhampton University, ran the Beacon Visionary Challenge competition, which invited entrepreneurs and inventors to submit their ideas for new products or services to support people living with visual and or sensory impairments. After a very tough assessment and presentation at Beacon Centre, chaired by Stephen Fear, entrepreneur in residence and ambassador at the British Library from 2012 to 2016, Rebecca's OptiShield device won the competition. Andrew Pollard, industrial professor at the University of Wolverhampton, said, "I have helped develop this invention since its early days and was very excited when I first saw and learned about it. It's a practical and simple solution to a problem which plagues many people. I'm eager to see where OptiShield goes in the future. It has huge potential and could help change the way we think and support those living with double vision." Now, with the support of the centre, Rebecca has been able to fund her brainchild after winning judges in the competition. She said, "For so many years, I have had to cope with bog-standard solutions which would itch my eye, stick to my glasses or just look ugly. The device is made from reusable silicone, which avoids the cost of disposable patches and prevents discomfort around the eye. The invention means thousands of people like me will finally have a convenient and comfortable solution, allowing them to carry on with their everyday lives." The Beacon bus and whereabouts. Pete Moody travels across the Black Country and Staffordshire helping promote Beacon services and offering free advice on eyesight. Pete travels with the Beacon bus and an information stand. Pete's whereabouts will be updated next week.